What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Marketing Nomad Show. It's your favorite marketer and podcast host. My name is Brit. Welcome to episode number 68, where we're going to be talking about five mindset shifts so that you can start 2022 with a bang. Now, personally, I think that these are also mindset shifts that I'm making with myself as well. It's kind of a promise that I'm making for myself, and I thought that I would share these mindset shifts with you. My business has come to a point where, you know, there is a significant mindset shift that I need to personally take so that my business can grow further, and these are all the mindset shifts that I'm personally undertaking for 2022. And I thought I would share it with you in case, you know, you are also at that point where you want to start 2022 with a bang. You want to make sure that you've got your mindset already all geared up for 2022. Now, before we get into this episode, I definitely do want to mention that mindset changes, they don't happen overnight. I mean, you can't just sit here today and decide, oh, I want to change my mindset, and then tomorrow, voila, you're a brand new person. No, it doesn't work that way. It's a whole process in itself. But just knowing that, hey, I have to make this mindset shift, I have to be in this particular mindset, really helps. And in every situation that arises that challenges these mindset shifts that you're making, you can be more intentional about the steps that you take so that you kind of reinforce your changed mindset, all right? So yes, sometimes you're gonna slip up, sometimes you're not gonna align with the mindset, but that's why it's important to know what mindset changes you are planning to make so that you can be more aware, you can be more intentional with the steps that you take, all right? So for 2022, these are my five, you know, mindset shifts that I'm working towards, and I hope you enjoy this episode, all right? Now, for those of you who have stumbled upon this new podcast and you have no idea who I am, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am the Marketing Nomad. My name is Prit. I'm a business owner, digital entrepreneur. I'm an Etsy shop owner. I'm a podcaster. I'm a YouTuber. On my podcast, The Marketing Nomad Show, I usually give marketing, business, and mindset tips to business owners, entrepreneurs, and solopreneurs. This is what I really enjoy doing. It's kind of like my mission to help other business owners and entrepreneurs across the world with actionable long-term marketing strategies. Alrighty, guys, let's get into episode number 68, five mindset shifts for 2022. Okay. Now, the first one is kind of something that I've made up, and it's really worked so far, but it is also something that I want to keep continuing with this mindset shift, and that is place of power versus place of insecurity. Now, this is something, these terms are something that I've come up with, and it's something that I have developed over time. I think I came up with these terms when I was in engineering. And basically, what I mean by place of power is for every situation that you're looking at, all right? And you have to make a decision. There's always two places that you can come from, all right? One is place of power, where you are feeling, you know, completely whole and secure. You feel that you are in power. You don't feel like you're losing control. So that for me is called place of power. Now, this other place is called place of insecurity. And that's where you're not so confident about yourself. You're worried about the repercussions of this. You are not feeling secure, basically. All right. So for every decision that I have made in my life ever since engineering, ever since I realized these two things, I've always wondered, okay, am I making this decision because I'm coming from a place of power, or am I making this decision because I'm coming from a place of insecurity? And not just any decision, it's also my behavior as well. Was I behaving from a place of power, or was I behaving from a place of insecurity? Now, up until, you know, when I started my business, I used to keep this analogy or these terms only for personal relationships, all right? And once I started with my business, I realized that this concept could actually extend to my business as well. So every decision that I have taken in the last 2 years, I've always asked myself, well, was that decision, you know, coming from a place of power or was it coming from a place of insecurity? And there are tons and tons of, you know, times where I have acted from a place of insecurity, realized it, and immediately done some course correction. So it's always important to ask yourself constantly, what am I feeling today? Am I feeling like I'm working from a place of power, or am I feeling like I'm working from a place of insecurity? So one of the biggest mindset shifts that I'm planning to continue into 2022, because I'm still not used to this from a business standpoint, it's something that I have started incorporating, but you know, I need to be constantly reminded. It's not something that, you know, comes, you know, just randomly out. So it's something that I have to be very, very intentional, and that's why it's on my list, okay? Now, if you'd like me to give an example, I can definitely give an example, okay? For example, there was this course from someone who I knew, and the course was a little out of my budget. Let me be very honest with you, okay? And this was like a year and a half ago, and when I thought about it, I was like, no, it's not worth it. I can't do it. You know, I don't think I can get the ROI back and all of those things. I don't think I can earn that amount back, and I'm not at the place and stuff like that. And then I took a pause and I said, okay, well, am I thinking from a place of insecurity or am I thinking from a place of power? And I realized that I had not even done any calculations. I had not thought about it long term, nothing. I was just working from the information I had on hand, and that was coming from a place of insecurity. So that's when I realized, okay, I need to start thinking from a place of power. So that's when I got out my notebook, I started making, you know, my calculations, how much, you know, is it cost, what is the ROI that I expect from it, all of those things. And once I came to a conclusion, all right, I felt in control. I felt, okay, you know, I could have gone two ways. Either way, you know, whether I decided to buy the course or not, I was working from a place of power. That is what is important, not the decision that I made, okay? So I hope you understand the difference. Your place of power doesn't come from your decision, okay? Because your decision can be anything, but it is what you're feeling at the time of making that decision. That's what's called place of power, okay? So I hope I explained that really clearly. Of course, if you have any questions, you can always DM me on Instagram. I am the Marketing Nomad on Instagram. Alrighty, so that is number one for you, place of power versus place of insecurity, and you always want to make your decisions from a place of power. Now, number two is actively looking for opportunities. Now, of course, as a business owner, by now you are probably very sure that opportunities don't exactly come, you know, with a full suit, like a clown suit, you know, jumping up and down and saying, hey, I'm an opportunity over here, right? Most of the times, opportunities are super, super subtle. You can't even realize it's an opportunity until it has gone way past. And for me, the reason why this is on my list is because I heard this story, and I'm gonna share the story with you. So I read somewhere that Bill Gates, okay, during an interview, one of the interviewer asked him, and she said, well, you know, how is it that you are able to find opportunities? You know, how is it that you are so open to opportunities? And Bill Gates, like what he did was he actually took out a check, a blank check. And he said, he gave it to her and he said, you can write whatever amount you want on that check and I will give it to you. All right, whatever amount, there's no limits, just write it down there and it will be yours. And the interviewer, you know, she took the check, she started laughing, and then she gave it back to him without writing anything on it. She thought it was a joke. And that's when he said, see, that's a missed opportunity over there. You know, you could have actually taken advantage of the fact that you had a blank check and I was gonna give you some money from it, but you gave it back to me. And this story really impacted me in such a different way, because like I said, opportunities, they don't necessarily come, you know, with a red suit and, you know, trying to grab your attention. No, it doesn't usually work that way, right? Usually they're so subtle that you can't even realize. And for me, 2022, I'm really in this mindset change where I want to start looking for opportunities, all right? I want to be actively looking for opportunities at every problem and every solution and every step of the way. And I sort of started doing that for the end of 2021, and it has changed the course of my business in such a significant way, I can't even begin to tell you. All right. So, I mean, of course, some of the news you're probably going to find out in 2022. But for the most part, I think one of the opportunities that I did see for my business really, you know, changed how my business growth was towards the end of 2021. And for me, that was, I think it was right after I heard this story. And then I was like, oh, that's really interesting. That's something that I have to incorporate into my life. So, again, it's not something that I am very intentional about. So it's something that I'm starting to get very intentional about. And I'm like always on high alert, looking for opportunities at every single point. Usually, like when I first started my business, I was only looking for opportunities in problems. But now I've come to a state of mind where I'm looking for opportunities wherever. There's no bar there. There's no boundaries there. I'm just looking for opportunities everywhere. So I really hope that story resonated with you, because it really did resonate with me. And to such an extent that the remaining part of 2021, I had really implemented this, and I realized that he was right. He was absolutely right. Opportunities are everywhere. You just have to learn to find them. You just have to learn to seek them out. So that's something that I'm going to be intentionally continuing to do in 2022 as well. Alrighty. Now, number three is setting healthy boundaries. And not just, you know, with the people in your life. I also mean in terms of your work life, you know, making sure that there's a healthy boundary between your work and your personal life, making sure that they don't really entangle. And of course, healthy boundaries with your clients or your customers as well. Now, boundaries means that it's basically you setting some rules as to how you want to be treated. All right. And this is something that, you know, in the first year of my business, I was not very strong with this. I can definitely assure you. The first year of my business, I think that, again, I was working from a place of insecurity because I was a very newbie business owner, of course. And I felt that, you know, my clients had their right to treat me however they wish to, even though it was detrimental to my physical and my mental health as well. So it was not until my second year of being a business owner that I started realizing what boundaries I needed to put, because if I didn't have these boundaries, it was actually affecting my health, you know, my mental health, my physical health, and I was not able to perform to the level that I wanted to. And not just that, you know, when you are not treated the right way, it can affect how much of interest and passion that you have towards the project as well, right? So I started to keep very clear boundaries in the beginning of 2021. That went on till the end of 2021, and is something that, again, it's not yet a reflex action for me. So I want to be very intentional about this particular mindset shift, because, you know, imposter syndrome does kick in. I mean, even for me, 2 years in as a business owner, there are tons of times when imposter syndrome does kick in, and I need to learn how to put my foot down and how to, you know, navigate through that particular imposter syndrome and set boundaries as well. And for me, you know, with respect to clients, this is there. And then with the people in my life as well. I mean, I have had to say goodbye to a few people in 2021. And that was because I realized that their toxicity was affecting the way I want it to be in my life. And I had to, it was really painful, of course, and I'm opening up on this podcast with you, but I've had to say goodbye to a few people in 2021. And I think that was a very bold step on my end, because I was putting up boundaries, okay? These were people who had been in my life for a very long time, and they thought that they could infuse toxicity into my life. They thought it was their right, basically. And saying goodbye to them, yes, it hurt, but it was the right thing to do, and it was me enforcing boundaries. So that's something that I want to continue doing. It was definitely a huge change, mindset-wise, to put my foot down and say, no, I will not have you in my life. And, you know, this is not the way that you can treat me, whether it was for the people who were in my personal life or my clients. Of course, my clients have been amazing. But there was one particular client in the beginning of the year. And no, that was not good. That was a potential client. And I said I would not be able to work with them because of the way that they treated me even before the project had started. So that was, you know, again, place of power, place of insecurity. I could have continued to work with that person, but I realized that if I wanted to step into my place of power, I needed to set healthy boundaries. And I tried communicating those boundaries to that particular potential client in the beginning of the year, and it didn't work out. They didn't understand. So I had to let them go. So it was, you know, it's kind of like when I did that, I was like shaking inside, because at one hand, you know, you do need the money to grow your business and to, you know, increase your revenue and stuff like that. But at what cost? You know, at what cost? So I made that very conscious decisions. And about work-life boundary, oh my God, this is something that I'm still learning, guys. I'm not even close to being anywhere close to doing this well, but it's something that I want to be more intentional. I have started, I guess I would say, towards the end of 2021, being more conscious about my work-life boundaries and stuff like that. But yeah, it's definitely a work in progress over here. So number three is to set healthy boundaries for the people in your life, for your clients, for your customers, and also for your work-life boundaries as well. So that was number three for me. And of course, if it's something that you want to incorporate, that's definitely a great mindset shift to be in. You definitely feel much more calmer. You feel very much in your power when you maintain healthy boundaries. And when you maintain healthy boundaries, you actually attract the right people into your life, whether it's the right kind of clients or the right kind of people for your personal relationships as well. Number four is to know my worth, all right? And for you, it's to know your worth. It's to be constantly aware of your worth. It's not something that you decide one day, oh, okay, I'm worth this, and then you just forget about it. No, as your business grows, your worth grows as well. And definitely, you know, for me, the transition from 2021 to 2022 is the growth of my business. There is a significant growth in my business over 2021 to 2022 compared to 2020 to 2021. And it is something that I have to actively keep in my mind, because as my business grows, my time becomes more valuable. There is a different worth to my time, my energy, the things that I spend thinking on, the time that I spend working, all of those things. There is a certain value, and that changes as there are changes in my business as well. And the same thing applies to you. All right. So constantly asking yourself, what is your time worth? You know, what is the transformation that you bring to your clients worth? That's also important, because as you grow, as you increase the number of clients or the customers that you do have, you start being more aware of the transformation that you bring. And it's not necessarily one kind of transformation. You could bring about multiple transformations to your clients. Different customers, different transformations, or same customer, different transformations. So many ways that this could go. But even recognizing that you are capable of bringing multiple transformations is also important, because that means that whatever your product or service, the value is or the worth is, it is increasing, right? And as an extension of that, your business, you as well. And I think that one thing that I personally want to keep in mind for 2022 is being aware of the transformation that I can bring about to my clients, whether it's my products or my services. And I think this is something that I didn't do particularly in 2021, and it's something that I've come to realize that it's important, because that invariably decides what I am worth, all right? So that's also one more thing, and not settling for less than, you know, what you're worth, not settling for anything for that matter. I think this is something that I have incorporated for 2021. And like I said, it's not yet a reflex action, so I want to continue doing it for 2022. But it's really empowering when you know that you are not going to settle, all right? You know that, hey, this is what I bring to the table. I am not accepting anything less than that. And there have been times in 2021 where I stood my ground. I knew what I was worth, and I didn't settle. And I'm really, really proud of that. So that is something that I want to continue doing for 2022. I want to be in the mindset of knowing my worth. And that means to keep asking myself, to keep being aware of the transformation that I bring about, to be confident about my products, to be confident about the service that I offer. So it's like I said, guys, mindset shifts are more about a long-term process. You know, until it becomes a reflex action at some point, it's something that you have to keep checking in with yourself. You have to keep working on it. So for me, 2022 is, you know, continuing the mindset shifts that I've started to make in 2021 or end of 2021. And then we come to number 5 for me, and this is something that I really struggle with, guys. I really, really struggle with, and this is something that is probably going to be the biggest challenge for me for 2022, and that is the mindset shift of asking for help when you need it. And this is something, like, I can't even begin to tell you how difficult this is for me, but I've come to realize that it's okay to ask for help. And I've tried doing this towards the end of 2021, and it is such a relief on me. Like, I can't even tell you how light my heart feels just asking for help when I need it. And it's something that I want to continue doing for 2022. I want to be aware of the fact that it's okay to ask for help, you know? Maybe it's just 10 minutes of a mentor's time, or, you know, 10 minutes of a friend I've met online who's an online entrepreneur themselves, and, you know, just 10 minutes of a conversation with them, just asking them for their thoughts or whatnot, you know. I don't know why I struggle with that. I mean, I've always had this fiercely independent streak in me ever since I was a kid or whatnot, and asking for help is really, really difficult for me. It's probably some sort of response of some sort of trauma as a kid, like hyper independence. But yeah, for me, I'm learning how to break that. I'm learning, because in a way that can actually be detrimental to your progress as well. You need to realize that you need help sometimes, and asking for help is one of the first steps that you can take in that direction. So for me, I think this is one of the biggest mindset shifts that I would have to make, and that is asking for help and recognizing that I need help, and realizing that, hey, it's okay to ask for help, you know, whether it's your friends and family, or whether it's for your clients, or whether it is just your peers, you know, people who are in your industry with you. It's okay to ask for help. So that is my 5th and final mindset change. Of course, there are many, 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 many others that I'm continuously working on, but this podcast episode is not enough to get into that. But these are the 5 major ones that I will be actually focusing on for 2022 and making a conscious effort towards incorporating them into my life, so that at some point, guys, and this is the hope, it becomes some sort of a reflex action where I don't have to think much about this mindset. I'm just in that mindset. All right. And then, of course, there are more mindset changes that I can take on after I finished working with these. Alrighty, that brings me to the end of my podcast episode. If you actually do need more help to grow your business, I do offer one-on-one strategy calls at the moment. They're called Power Hour Calls. It's just 60 minutes, and then I answer as many questions as we can go through in the time frame of your choosing, whether it's about your business or whether it's about marketing. And there's also email support. There's also a follow-up call that goes with that. So if you're interested, you can visit www.themarketingnomad.co/strategy-call. The links are also in the description box below. Alrighty, guys, I really hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I hope that you too are going to be, you know, consciously working on your mindset, because I personally feel that mindset is one of the biggest things that you should focus on as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. It really can change the course of your story. I mean, your business journey and your story, of course. And for me, these are five that I will be consciously working on. Definitely do, you know, DM me on Instagram. Let me know which mindset shifts really resonated with you, or what is it that you are planning to work on for 2022. Alrighty, guys. I hope you guys are staying safe, staying healthy. I'll catch you guys in my next podcast episode. Bye-bye.